Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Morning Dump, Mental Reset Affirmations. You know that feeling when you wake up and your mind just starts racing with those little nagging thoughts? The, I can't do this, the, what if I mess up? The, am I even good enough? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Negative self-talk and its impact on our mental health. It's like that uninvited guest who shows up at every party and just brings down the mood. We're not talking about those occasional, off, days where everyone feels a bit blah. We're talking about the constant, relentless inner critic that whispers doubts and negativity, chipping away at our confidence and well-being. Trust me, it's a sneaky saboteur, disguised as helpful advice but really just messing with your head. So, how does this negative self-talk actually affect us? Well, picture your mind like a garden. Positive thoughts are like those beautiful flowers blooming, bringing joy and nourishment. But when negative self-talk takes over, it's like weeds choking out the good stuff. Over time, that negativity can lead to anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, and even physical health issues. It's a vicious cycle, right? The more we listen to those negative voices, the more power they have. Let's talk about some key takeaways from today's dump. 1. Recognizing the problem. The first step is becoming aware of your own negativity. Pay attention to those thoughts. When do they pop up? What triggers them? Are you constantly putting yourself down, comparing yourself to others, or focusing on your flaws? Once you recognize the pattern, you can start taking steps to break it. 2. Challenging those thoughts. Just because a thought pops into your head doesn't mean it's true. When you catch yourself thinking something negative, ask yourself, is this really factual? Is there another way to look at this situation? Often, we're jumping to conclusions or exaggerating things. 3. Shifting your focus. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try consciously focusing on the positive aspects of your life. What are you grateful for? What accomplishments are you proud of? Celebrate your wins, big and small. It's like training your mind to look for the good stuff instead of getting stuck on the bad. 4. Practicing self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, we all have imperfections. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same understanding and kindness you would offer a friend. Remember, you're human. You're allowed to stumble and learn along the way. 5. Seeking support when needed. You know that saying, it takes a village. Well, it's true. Talking to trusted friends or family members about what you're going through can be incredibly helpful. If you're struggling, don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or counselor. They're there to support you and guide you on your journey to mental wellness. Ever feel like you're stuck in a loop of negativity? You know, that feeling where every time you think things are getting better, bam. That inner critic comes back with a vengeance. I get it. It happened to me too, especially during those early days when I was trying to figure everything out. One time, I remember landing this big opportunity, a speaking engagement at a major conference. I was so excited. But then that voice in my head started whispering doubts. What if you mess up? What if people think you're not good enough? It felt like the whole world was against me. But here's the thing. Instead of letting those thoughts take over, I decided to reframe them. I told myself, this is a chance to learn and grow, even if things don't go perfectly. I practiced my speech relentlessly, visualized success, and focused on delivering value to the audience. And guess what? It turned out amazing. I learned that day that it's not about eliminating negative thoughts altogether, because let's be real, they're always going to pop up sometimes. It's about managing them, challenging them, and ultimately choosing to focus on the positive. So, remember this, you are capable, you are worthy, and you deserve to live a life filled with happiness and fulfillment. Don't let those negative voices define you. Start today by recognizing the power of your thoughts, choosing to cultivate positivity, and treating yourself with the kindness and compassion you deserve. Now, go out there and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need a mental reset. Until next time, keep those vibes positive.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.